Lord, forgive me for neglecting your flock, and grant us all the grace to walk alongside the hurting that visit our channel and share the wonders of your love for us with them. Amen. Well, my very precious heart dwellers, truly I owe you an apology for neglecting to be on the channel more often. I love those moments when you share your heart and I can understand you, and I'm making a fresh commitment to be with you more often. I do need to ask you a question, though. Do you see my replies a day later? Because a lot of times I'll come on and spend quite a bit of time answering things that have been asked a day or two beforehand. And I never really know if you get those, so let me know, would you? I'm asking this question because sometimes I answer you late at night and I don't know if you'll ever see my answer the next day if there's another video. I don't want to waste my time answering questions you'll never see. So please let me know, and I might even be able to adjust my schedule to be there at the same time during the day that you're there. And that's another question. Once you've made a comment, do you go back to see if it's been answered that day? So, with a little more information, I think we can be in better communication together. I really want to connect with those of you who are hurting, so I ask these questions. When you set up your own YouTube account, please be sure to enable communications in the settings, because I will go directly to your account and try to send you a message. But the problem comes when you haven't enabled that in settings and there is no way to reach you, except perhaps on Facebook. And have you ever tried to find someone on Facebook? It's shocking how many people have the very same name. Now there's even a Claire Dubois on Facebook. She spells her name just like I spell mine, although I think she's 50 years younger than I am. Laugh out loud. Well, the volume of mail that I get is high, but I have not been faithful with the little things. I could have spent more time answering, and the Lord really has convicted me that some of you are crying out with a painful heart, soul, and spirit issue. And I know there is nothing more painful than feeling lost and confused in the spirit. For this reason, I'm deeply sorry, and I'm going to make sure I am more present to you. One thing I will do is read your letters and emails and a message on the channel and answer you without mentioning your name or location. And I'm hoping you will listen to those messages with the words letters tagged on. That way you'll know that I may have replied to your letter in that message. So many of you have similar issues in your lives, and I know these letters are going to bring you a great deal of comfort. Truly, we're all in this together. And though I feel like a mother to you, I also am convicted that I've not tended to my children as faithfully as I should. I have allowed other things to get in the way. And I've even swallowed the lie that I don't have time. And the Lord addressed that today. You know the last message I gave you about getting the song out that day or the next day? So what do you suppose happened to that song? I overestimated myself in getting it done. There is far more to getting a song out than just singing it. There are a whole bunch of other considerations, which those of you who are musicians already know. But that very day I had a huge computer issue that just threw me into, let's just say a big ditch. And I discovered double files and triple and quadruple files of songs, lyrics, in all different places. And I knew that I'd gotten further with the lyrics and the song than the sheet that I pulled up when I was going to work on the song. I thought, whatever happened to those lines in the lyrics. But I couldn't find the most recent one, so I had to go on a search. And since my computer was being backed up for the first time in several different places, I decided I better pitch out some trash and clean up my files while I'm at it. So I went through everything looking for that file. And guess what? It turns out I had 5 lyrics folders scattered in 4 different places. And I had 6 copies of that song in lyrics. And I finally found the most recent version. We have a new security system now and several backup systems, so I'll never have another issue where I lose my entire music collection and lyrics. That's fixed, thanks be to God. But with that came massive confusion about how many copies of sessions with the same song that I had. Oh, dear ones, don't ever be sloppy with your filing. It is so important that you have a good, clean system for storing things and that you maintain it. I must have spent at least 13 hours throwing out and merging duplicate files. Wow, what a lesson that was. As a result, I never got to touch a song. Now the Lord's convicted me about correspondence, and so I will put the song off a couple more days. I just couldn't get it out. I could just sing it and be over with it, but I want it to be a good song that has real substance, so I need to be patient with myself and do it right. Thinking of singing without instruments, but then instruments add so much. So I struggle with that thought too. We are dealing with spiritual issues. And as I told one of our leaders today, the journal is so very important to going deeper with the Lord. She's leading new Christians that have some faith in securities, and we were talking about what we can do to help. One thing is that we come to the Lord naked of any pretense, to be really gut real and speak to Him and write down your thoughts. You may even find a voice that comes in behind yours and begins to answer you. But always test the Spirit. In the name of the living God, Jesus Christ, if you are not from Him, you must be silent and leave immediately, never to return. And if it is our sweet Jesus talking with you, then He's giving you personal one-on-one instruction. And that's the cry of my heart for all of you, is to be able to get your instruction directly from Him. It's not as hard as it seems. Then when the Lord answers your dilemma or the prayer that you made, write it down. And later when you're faced with another difficult situation, go back to your journal and read how He solved other issues in the past. Oh, this is a tremendous faith builder. This really strengthens you for the journey, which sometimes feels like it goes from struggle to struggle as your faith deepens and as you're stretched by the Lord. Another way to quicken your faith is to pull a couple of Rhema cards from your little file boxes and see what is on His mind, what He wants to say to you. You'll be surprised how sweetly He speaks about exactly what is important to you at that very moment. And that's the reason why we have the Rhema site on heartdwellers.org, is so that you can do that every day. And that builds faith because you realize, wow, God is reading my mail. I mean, like, He's right here with me in the situation. He knows exactly what I'm going through. Although some of you have written and said, well, it didn't make any sense to me. And I'm sorry to hear that. And if you can, write to me and I'll try and help you with that. Or put it in the comments and I'll try and give you a hand with that. So here are the cards that I pulled today. You have done well to read and study. Allow it to settle. Pray and act from the heart. Now, when I got this card, I had just been very distraught, thinking of those who have written me, who I have not yet answered, that perhaps they had painful, pressing issues, and I should have written to them. So I grabbed one letter, just grabbed it, and turned out to be a young man of 21, and I answered him. Plus, we also sent him a Rhema book and some cards with the Lord's picture, and it felt so good to do that. I realized I had been so wrapped up in personal issues, I'd forgotten how sweet it is to share with a hurting soul. So this card, saying, pray and act from the heart, just confirmed what I had done. I was sitting down to pray, as a matter of fact, and I realized that I hadn't touched the correspondence, and I felt guilty in that moment, so I just grabbed a letter. And it turned out that the Lord confirmed it. I acted from the heart, because my mind was telling me, sit down at the altar and have a communion service. But something in my heart just wouldn't let me settle. Another card that I got. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Oh, that one really hurt. That's when conviction fell, and I missed hearing and answering you all. Then the reading from communion also spoke to my heart. It was about abandoning all personal things for the Lord. This particular reading, even wife and children, something we don't hear about too often. But it spoke to me that my mind was too focused on the time I didn't have instead of the time I did have, and drawing the line as far as family and personal involvements go. After that thought came another word of confirmation. In another card, it said, my people can have what they say. Instead, they say what they have. Wow. I confessed right at that point, I have all the time I need to answer mail and pray and do music, because when the Lord gives you a gift or responsibility, He also gives the provision. But it's up to you to use that provision properly. That's only one very tiny reason why none of you should ever consider an abortion. Because with the child comes all the things needed to raise that child by divine providence. Of course, that's a foolish reason to kill an unborn child. But it surprises me that people will actually abort a baby because of their financial status. Oh, that is so cruel. And if you say, well, this just isn't the time to be having a baby, as I once did when I was very young, you're wrong again. If the timing of this child weren't perfect for God's plan for your soul, He never would have sent the child in the first place. When God gives a gift, it comes with total provision for that child from day one until they are fully grown. Well, I just started confessing. I renounce the lie that I don't have time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have exactly the amount of time I need to tend to the wounded souls, or Jesus would not have sent them to me. At this point, the Lord broke in, and He said, I am so glad you mentioned the reasons people are willing to kill an unborn child. Oh, my people, what is your thinking? I shouldn't have this child now because I can't afford it? Do you know who brought that pressure to bear in your thinking? It surely wasn't me. I gave you the gift of that child with all the provision you would ever need. If you will consider raising the little one according to my plans and not the world's, how foolish to think that you can't have a child without thousands of dollars put away. Please do not think as the world thinks. Rather, trust me that I will provide, because I will. And trust that I know what I'm doing when I choose the time for that child to be born. There is no greater gift or grace in your life other than the salvation of your soul and your husband or wife than the gift of a child. Children do not need adults to raise them. As a matter of fact, most of you only become adults after you have had a child. So it is my provision to accelerate you into a new level of life that brings with it godly maturity. But I want to ask of you, my people, care for one another with a tender heart. Claire should not be the only one to feel conviction. Many of you have the answers others need to hear when they're faced with trials, especially those of you who have been here since the beginning. Remember, I have warned you that you would be tried and tested with something very small that would open into something much bigger and cause you to abandon the channel. Gosh, that's happened to two people already on our channel. There are yet many blessings I intend to pour out on you, my people, and the enemy has plans to take you away from this wellspring of life I continue to water and nourish here. Do not allow your petty differences to separate you from those who love you and those you love as well. Yes, Claire is not the only wellspring. All of you are bubbling up with crystal clear waters of wisdom from inside of you. And how I rejoice to see you coming to the aid of a soul in distress and tending to their wounds. This opens the door for me to shower you with many more graces because you were faithful to take the time to use the ones you already had. Yes, he or she who is faithful in the little things shall be given the greater to care for. Everyone in heaven serves, and this is a perfect picture of heaven when you come to each other's side. This is precisely the way things are done in heaven. You have fulfilled the words of my prayer by doing this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Please love one another tenderly and from the heart, and by this you will prove that you truly are sons and daughters of the Almighty, for you love one another as I have loved you.